Blog Talk Radio.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, no.
Okay, as these guys over here watching something funny and stuff, welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. We may do an hour, maybe 30 minutes or whatever, so who knows, but we're going to talk about the week in wrestling, also what happened tonight on Monday Night Raw, and also talk about some news. So definitely we're going to start with, kicked off the show with, play some news. Start with update on SummerSlam plans and what Vince wants to do. Inside WWE has considered an idea to have outdoors, either on a beach or a boat. So there's more details from 4W online and on some more details on what Benjamin meant. He doesn't want it to be just another SummerSlam in the empty arena with a bunch of fans wearing masks. He wants to do something different, and I'm not sure what it is. I think PW Insider was talking about a bunch of potential different locations, which actually they're done thinking about the Boneyard match or whatever. I don't know what we're going to do, but he wants to do something. We're going to find out very soon in this latest wacky plans is he wants to do something different on what has been doing for the last several pay-per-views. We did hear about the theater is going to be done on a boat or it's going to be done on a beach. So they in Orlando, that can't be done. But how would they do it? Do they want, like, the crowd into it? Or, like, what do they want to do with that? But if they decide to go this route, this will be something that they never done before. I mean, like, you got everybody else doing different things. Like, had three people having their own pay-per-view, and you had like Chris Jericho doing his boat thing. So this ain't gonna be nothing new, but it'll just be new for WWE. But what are y'all watching? Look at these two. But anyways, with the I don't know if they're going to mention something. They got to mention it by very soon, as soon as next week at least. So they can know what they're doing. And plus, who knows if it's going to be live or pre-recorded or something like that. We don't know. So we'll see. So let's just check on other news. Give it a these. Let's see. Thank you. Angel Synagogue. This year open in basement. If some of y'all didn't hear anything like that, that they might just like NWA because of the coronavirus. And let's see what Nick on this. NWA World Champion issue in the open for defense discusses the members of the company. Here's an insert what he said. Let's see. And I quote, "You're also probably well aware that we have suffered a major hit to momentum between the pandemic and other unfortunate circumstances. But I'm here to remind you that I'm not the angry young man in his 20s anymore. I'm a thick-skinned, experienced man who has weathered storms before and knows how to do it. I'm also telling you the major difference between the pre-NWA Nick current version. Version is you, the fans. The fans who took a chance on a bold new strategy and focused on one match, one champion, one challenger, and one prize. The fans who sold out of the GPB studios over and over for NWA Power. The most authentic alternative in the business, sorry. The fans who stuck their flags in the ground on my island and said, this is where I want to be a wrestling fan the most. I want you to know how much I appreciate it and I have no intention of letting you down. And together we can find that momentum again. Like I said, if some of y'all just didn't hear, like they're in NBA, they're not going to do it because of pomegranate, what's going on, coronavirus, and all this other stuff that's going on. So, it kind of sucks that hold on a sec. This coronavirus is going on and like half of the some have like they go to their training studios or wherever they can do for putting shows on and it's just crazy that this is going on and we can't like enjoy wrestling like them not touring or anything like that until it's the clear path or if everything goes clear for them to start traveling again. I think WWE will start there September, and I think like AEW is going to be allowing, I think they already allowing some fans to come on board to watch their show. No Impact doing their things in Tennessee. It'd be interesting when they at least get like fans to at least attend to events or something like that. Hopefully, we'll get that to go to like events like that or events to wherever city may be. Always post a follow on her Instagram account. Follow taken a year ago. I'm excited because that's the way I'm getting here. It would seem to be incredible from the outside. But inside, I get the lowest goal. When I felt like I could not get myself together, I felt like I was letting some people down for my myself and I couldn't pick myself up. I look at this girl and see someone faking confidence on her face because she knew the rest could be edited. The girl in this photo is a stranger to me now. Thank goodness she pops her head in every now and then and she can bring me back down. But I do my best to politely ask her to F off. Everyone is going through something. Be kind and know that everyone is dealing with whatever it is the best they can. The more love, support, kindness we can show each other might help someone feel less alone. Even when they seem happy and confident and like they got it all together. They could be a fantastic fibber. I can understand like people going through like mental health because I do the same thing going with mental health. Like I said, it's times that I be in the funk, and sometimes I can get out of it with like family support and all that stuff from my wife. And sometimes I just get support by some friends just to talk me down or try to calm me down if I'm feeling like maybe anxious, anxiety, and all that stuff. So I know what she's going through with. I just know what she's going through with this situation that she has. But for her suffering mental health, it surprised me. But you know what? It can happen to anyone. Anyone can be suffering from mental health and probably don't even know it. Or don't want to admit it. But it's a good thing for like people that are suffering from mental health. Like, there's help around. And we can use all the help we can get with, you know, people. Either we're getting help from our doctors, therapists, psychiatrists, family, maybe even strangers at times, because sometimes talking to a stranger may be a good thing because you get to hear their opinion on, you won't get to hear a friend's opinion or anything like that, but to hear somebody's different opinion about it. So that will help some, you know, like some people try to get out of their mental funk or anything like that. Let's see, what other news? Let's see, Maria talked a little more about her life. During the episode on R.A. Strong podcast, and here he quotes, I was already come back after the man had been getting back in shape, already lost 35 pounds. So when they started calling around, I thought they were firing Mike because Mike had asked his list. I didn't think they were going to fire the boys. I was on my way back from 2 months of appointment with Carver at the doctor when I got the call from Kurt Crandall. I was fine on the phone, but at the same time I realized that we're going to be in a world of hurt, and they knew that. It's just really hard for me to talk about because that was just such an emotional day. He fired in a pandemic. It was just sad to me from this company that prides itself on being a family-based company to be fired. I didn't receive a phone call after I had Carver to ask if I was okay, if the labor went okay. I didn't receive a phone call seeing how my recovery was going with either of my children. But I received a phone call to be fired. Well, I understand that, you know, with these firings were like out of nowhere, and it's like, why WWE, like, did these firings, and just like, why did they they want to do it to save money and whatnot, but like, I think there were some people that they shouldn't have fired because they haven't even given a chance to see what they got. Like, they were like, controlling like storylines, not people do their own will on how they want to present their character or how they want to present themselves or wherever the case may be, which really sucks. Hey, Mindy. Let's see. Let's talk about this Adam Cole and Pat the Godfrey incident. During the bus parade, Dudley Hall and Rock Henry comment on the anatomical impact McAfee on the main reason why Cole was the longest reigning NXT champion because of the Undisputed Era. McAfee then made fun of Cole for being small, and Cole lost his composure. Cole shoved down the microphone and yelled at McAfee and showed his Cole for walking off the set. Phil McHenry had the incident, and if you call Dusty Rhodes fat, he would assassinate your career. You couldn't work at a bingo hall in Porcupine when got to browbeating you. Crack McAfee has those kinds of abilities. He'll do it. Leg of the tongue, if you will. He's slick. You can't just go with somebody that can't really go verbal and not expect what happened. Pat started pushing his buttons, and Adam Cole was the heel because he started it. And I love Adam Cole. He was one that said of all the people trying to poke at somebody, you were the punter. He was the one that stabbed first, so he's the heel. Usually the best thing to come from reality, and I think it is not, it will be. It should be. But I don't think it is. This is not a work. This is real blank that's going to have to be turned into the business because it's too good not to. Here we are with all the stuff that happened for a week ago in the pro wrestling, and we're talking about a verbal disagreement on the show. It was real, and that's why we talked about it. Billy Ray gave his thoughts on the show, which he does run that show, too. So here's what he said, and I quote, I think he caught Cole on the right day and pushed enough of the right buttons to get the desired response. If you're a WWE superstar, as you are, as I was, is that behavior that's acceptable by WWE? And then the WWE can turn around and go, you know something, Pat? We've been really good to you. We allowed you to announce on our shows. We had a great relationship with you. Things have always been wonderful. You're not a part of our world. We have welcomed you into our world. Why did you even feel the need to throw any digs at Adam Cole? There's a lot of different ways to look at this. You know Adam Cole is a big part of NXT roster. You know that people bust his chops for his size. Why would you do that? Let's see if I can play this so y'all can hear it.
You called Dusty Rhodes fat. He would assassinate your career.
Oh.
You could work at baseball and flips.
Just repeating what I'm reading. Although I'm going to repeat the video that they show between Adam Cole and Pac McAfee. I guess not. But, get to interview any superstar, like all the superstars. Like, of course, you're going to have your opinion on something, but the way he did it, it shouldn't come out that way because you worry about the person's size and stuff. It's like some wrestlers always get over Well, some wrestlers don't get over because of their size. They get over because how good they are on other things. It's like it could be one person could be good on the mic, but their wrestling sucks. Or just one person is a good wrestler, but their mic skills suck. Or, like you said, they can't cut a promo to save their life, but they're a good wrestler. That's going to be how some people are and how some people, you know. And, hey, look, that's my dog again. But just how it's just going to end up being like, either getting the push, staying right where they are, or stuff like that. This is like what Vince McMahon said about Cesaro on Stone Cold's podcast, that he's missing something. A lot of wrestlers will be missing something, but not all of them is going to be like the whole total package. But like a wrestler, no charisma, but is good on the mic. That can happen. But it's just crazy that, you know, some people get judged among their, they lack one skill, but so they shouldn't get pushed to the top. I bet if for people that's watching this right now, I bet they can name a lot of people that has one flaw, maybe about like 5 or 10 people that they can name that has one flaw, but they good at everything else. Like, you can do that. Because that's true. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, you know how any people, like, the fans cheer or will they cheer you or boo you or anything like that. They do it the way. But as for saying that a person has one flaw but they got all of this going on, it's just a thing. So that's just my thing about it. As y'all saw from this past Friday that Kofi Kingston got injured, will be out for like 6 weeks. And Big E is gonna go on this singles run. So this is what Mick Foley has to say about Big E having a singles run. I believe and I don't want to overdo the race and metamorph. But if Big E can shift into high gear and really put the foot down on the accelerator and remind people the work it took to look the way he does, that you don't get to be one of the most powerful men the sport has ever known through glimmer alone and charisma. This is a guy who worked his butt off. I believe he can show a different side of himself, a little bit more seriousness, a little bit more anger when the situation called for it, that he will go down in history as one of the great WWE superstars. I hope that it happens. It's all about stepping your foot in front of the celebration. I believe he can do that. I believe he can do that too. It's like what they gave like Kofi his singles run last year. I thought that, you know, maybe Big E would have went first or whatever, but ended up being Kofi Kingston. But I don't understand why they went with Kofi Kingston is because how long he's been in the business. You know, how long he's been with WWE. So that I can understand. I think Booker T was saying something like that too, that he wants to see more seriousness from Big E if they're not going to give him his sales run. So that'll be something to see if Big E actually Let's see, one more news. Then break and talk about show stuff that happened this week. So, her appearance on this week's Raw was taken last week. She's going to get a farewell message to WWE. Really know that she's going to my time in the WWE locker room was incredible. Everyone was kind, funny, and talented. So every day was a full of happiness. Also, saved by the supportive staff behind me. I will forever love and respect all the professionals at work. Let's see, and she carries on and saying, I was able to accomplish so much in the last 3 years, but it wasn't because of my ability or my strength. Is because of all of my constant warm support from the fans. I'm so thankful I could meet you all. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And let's see. You know she's a former NXT champion, and also she won the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. So kind of like a big accomplishment for like 3 years. So she's right about that. So, she might do stuff in Japan. Who knows? But if she does, gotta go. Although she probably would do Japan stuff before she came here. But let's just say we just, a good one. We understand. So, good luck in doing stuff in Japan and all that stuff. So, right on. When we take a break, we're going to talk about what's happened this week in wrestling. And also, we're going to talk about wrestlers of the week as well. So we will be right back.
War with the world and they try to pull me into my jaw.
quarterback. I'm just reading a little bit of the interview. It was on the Growth Position podcast. That he did that one match with Rey Mysterio, and he walked out of it. And as he was working at the show, he was supposed to do VIP lounge and ask for a short match. Before he knew it, it was my producer because unless he was asking for a turn deal. He sees himself moving to like a Paul Heyman role as he get older, but still have a good 2 to 3 years of bumping left in his body, so he can still go. I guess he may be one of the tag out with Lashley or send Lashley to WWE Championship run. So, as you see, MVP will be around for the next couple of years, so not complaining about it, but it would be good, especially with his faction, the Hurt Business, is kicking off. I think with that group, with Lashley, Shawn Benjamin, and MVP, they do need one person. And that's what I don't know who that poor person would be, but maybe one more person. Like, it could be something from the NXT, like brought up and thrown on the ropes or something. Like, treat it like something like it's kind of like an evolution type of thing. Let's see. I was looking at something that I wanted to read. Let's see. One thing that we're going to get on to other stuff. I'm just sorry. Let's see. After the let's see. She'll be down. Let's see. Lita says she'll be down for like another match. But it'll be interesting to see like who would challenge her for just her match. Like who that person would be. So let's see. I'm going to save this and put it into the Wrestling Fan Speak Out group. And just ask them, like, who do they think she should go against? Let's see. Just hold on a second here. Ouch. Let's see. Who do you think leaders? Final match should be against. So that's on the Rest of Fan Speak Out group on Facebook. Oh, is that the upgrade? Let me just. Well, the same room we've had to put on here. Oh. We're doing great. So thank you for viewing. If you just joined us, I just put on the Wrestling Fan Speakout group. Like, Lita will be down to have like a match with somebody. So I put down that what will be her final match and who it should be against. So there could be lots of names that could be thrown around. It could be maybe Bayley or Asuka, or like whoever the case may be. So we will.
What the fuck is that?
Huh?
Good God! So anyway.
Ooh. But that would be it for the news, and let's talk about a little bit of these matches that happened this week. As you know, both the Slammiversary and Struggles pay-per-views were last Saturday and last Sunday, like a week ago. But let's see, X Division Championship match, the rematch from Slammiversary, Chris Bay versus Woody Mack. Chris Bay did retain. Hurt Anderson versus Rhino. The winner gets all the money they betting on themselves or whatever. So Rhino did win. It was a quick match. Kira Hogan and Tasha Steele versus Havoc and Nevaeh. Havoc and Nevaeh did win by disqualification. And TNA World Heavyweight Championship match, Moose versus Fala Bala. Oh, excuse me. Moose did retain. The Impact Tag Team Championship match, the main event. And which was kind of a shocker of what they did. It was the North versus Motor City Machine Guns. And the Motor City Machine Guns are the new Impact Tag Team Championship. And let's see. I did see most of these. I did see all these matches, actually. I think the Chris Bay and Willie Mack only caught like part of it, but the rest of them I did see. And it's just interesting that they, you know, Motor Machine Guns, they just, you know, just came back and now they're the new tag team titles. So, just interesting. Total of 5 matches in 2 hours, and which is good. And I think I will probably give the show, I think, 9 out of 10 because of the least of quality of the matches and a lot of stuff that was going on. And 3 titles was on the line, so you can beat that somewhat, but you know what I mean. AEW, we'll talk about them first. TNT Championship match, there was no disqualification. Cody versus Eddie Kingston. As you know, every week, Cody chooses, or AEW picks like a person that's like a free agent. Get the channel for the title. And, Cody did retain, winning in that Milky DQ match against Eddie Kingston. The undefeated MJF versus Rick Garrison, I believe his name is. MJF still undefeated. Let's see. The tag match of the Falls Count Anywhere match, The Butcher and the Blade versus the Young Bucks. it was good. They just take it from the back and all of them went all the way to the ring. So, good match. Young Bucks did win. Diamante versus Ivelisse. I think Ivelisse, I think she made her debut on there last week. But Diamante won the match. Five versus Adam Page. Adam Page won. He was kind of confronted by Dark Order, and they wanted him to join them. Crazy enough. In the mid-event tag team match, got Jurassic Express versus the Inner Circle. Inner Circle did win that match. They always been Jurassic Express, and Sammy Guerra had made his return. And let's see. Well, 2 hours they had, I will give AEW a 9 out of 10 as well for the good quality of the matches, good show. With the see, I'm sorry, I'm reading this off with Inner Circle is like they full effect now, and interesting what they're going to do now. I think it'll be a tag match with involving John Moxley this Wednesday. I know that, but like six matches in like 2 hours, which is good. Which I think like some, as you know, like most of the biggest, like SmackDown and NXT and stuff, you know, they should focus on at least giving like more matches and less talking and stuff like that. But that's just me. So 9 out of 10 for AEW. Let's see, NXT, Dexter Lumis versus Killian Dain. I probably said it wrong, but Dexter Lumis did win that match. Tag match, this team Ever Rises is, I don't know if they was like a jobber team or the team just making their debut or whatever. They went against Breezango. Breezango won. Aaliyah versus Shotty Blackheart did win that match. Mercedes Martinez came in and beat her up after the match. And Robert Stone now only got Aaliyah that he managed. Now he manages Mercedes Martinez. They kicked off the North American tournament with a triple threat match. Roderick Strong versus Johnny Gargano versus Bronson Reed. Bronson Reed did win that match. Timothy Thatcher versus Artie Lorcan. Timothy Thatcher won that match. In the main event, Dominik Dijakovic went against Karrion Kross. Karrion Kross did win that match and kind of give a stare down to Keith Lee like afterwards. So, like once again, give this one like a 9 out of 10. Good amount of matches and pretty good. So, that's for that. Let's see. And SmackDown, well, we'll talk about, like, how I feel about it in a minute, but here are the matches that happened this past Friday. Nikki Cross versus Alexa Bliss. Nikki Cross won, so she gets a shot at Bayley this Friday. Matt Riddle versus Tony Nese from NXT. Matt Riddle won the match. The Fatal 4-Way for the Intercontinental Championship. Well, it's number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship. You got Shorty G, Lance Devaro, if I said it right, Drew Gulak, and Grand Lenecki. I said it wrong, but Grand Lenecki did win, and he's going to challenge AJ Styles this Friday for the Intercontinental Championship. Bar fight, I should say, with Sheamus versus Jeff Hardy. Good, interesting match. You know, it was something different. It would be cool if they would have had that match on the pay-per-view, but we had it on SmackDown, and it was good. Jeff Hardy did win that match, and probably like one of the good matches that was going on this week. As for Wrestler of the Week, we'll get to that right now. We're going to talk about Raw in a little bit. We got Nikki Cross and Eddie Kingston as male and female Wrestlers of the Week, voted by you guys on Veteran Fan Speak Out on Facebook. So, with her match winning and Eddie Kingston in there for AEW challenging for the TNT Championship. So those are your Wrestlers of the Week. And let's get on to Monday Night Raw. They had a tag team triple threat match, which the winner will go against Street Profits at SummerSlam. Viking Raiders versus Ricochet and Cedric versus Andrade and Angel Garza. Andrade and Angel Garza did win that match. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, they had a heated fight earlier. The match being both got counted out and still was fighting out of the ring. Bobby Lashley versus Mustafa Ali. Bobby Lashley won. And the side of the Raw Women's Championship, and I know most of y'all probably would not be happy about this, and I can understand why. Sasha Banks versus Asuka. Asuka lost. Sasha Banks won by countout. So Sasha is now the new Raw Women's Champion, official Raw Women's Champion. Murphy versus Humberto Carlito. Murphy won. And the WWE Championship match, Extreme Rules, with Drew McIntyre versus Dolph Ziggler, with Drew McIntyre winning that match, and Randy Orton came out and RKO him after the match. Before we talk more about Raw, I'm going to talk about what I think about SmackDown. SmackDown is starting to be, I don't know why they having like four matches in 2 hours, and I don't know if they're trying to focus on more the talking, less like wrestling or whatever the case may be, which I do not get why they doing that. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10 for SmackDown. It was good last week, but like this past week, they only like four matches. It just doesn't make any sense in my opinion, and I don't know why they're doing it. Just dumb. But with Raw, we're having six matches, which is kind of disappointing as well. But I will at least give Raw at least like 7 out of 10. Could be better if they had more matches. They wouldn't focus on having one matches like lasted like almost an hour, and another match like lasting 30 minutes for some odd reason. I don't know, they're just being funny and stuff, or being cheap or whatever the case may be. I don't know why they're doing that. They really just need to stop. But see. Like the match for that kind of saved the match that kind of saved Raw in a way was the WWE Championship match. Though like him and Dolph Ziggler, like Drew and Dolph Ziggler was like all over the place on that match. So that match was good, but just overall it was just kind of a little bit disappointing, as you know, AEW won like the demographic, didn't win the ratings, but it won the ratings on NXT against NXT, but won the demographic overall of wrestling, which is kind of crazy. You just think about that. Almost time to go. So, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. I'm gonna do something on that as soon as I'm done here with adding events that's going on in August and all that good stuff, and also being reached and stuff. We'll probably add on that as well. For WFSO on Facebook, speak out on Facebook as well. Follow us on WFSO World on Twitter, and like and subscribe our videos on Facebook. Not Facebook, but YouTube. Thank you, YouTube. Can't believe I nearly forgot about that. I am a goofball. Which our past, you can check out our past videos on YouTube. Funny, crazy, and other news and stuff like that. So just watch out for that. This week I'm gonna pull up a video talking about the Bucks and like how their scrimmage has been going and preparing for their restart of the season. Talk about that. But anyways, let me get out of here. From all of us here, I'm Artrell. Y'all have a good night, and look for Hazel Show on Wednesday, and peace out.